Wisconsin is among only four states that don't require kids 12 and under to wear life jackets. Between 1994 and 2004, sponsors of this plan say nine kids in that age group died on the state's waterways. Bill Engfer with the Department of Natural Resources testified at a public hearing that the youngest of those children was only 11 months old.
You know, it may seem common sense, but they didn't have the ability to make that decision whether they should put it on or not. It happened too quick, they didn't know what to do, and that makes the importance of this bill even more real.
The plan in the Wisconsin legislature would mirror a law that's already enforced on federal waterways and on those under joint state-federal control. Port Washington Assembly Republican sponsor Mark Gottlieb says setting consistent standards would help clear up any confusion for boaters. If it becomes law, it would take precedence over the higher penalties currently in place on federal waters. The measure has been defeated regularly in the past over concerns that it takes away a parent's right to make decisions for their own children. But Gottlieb says that hypothetical parent might prefer this measure to the status quo.
Are they better off getting a $1,000 ticket from the Coast Guard or a ticket that with the assessments is going to be $100-something from the DNR?
The measure would apply to kids traveling in any boat that's shorter than 26 feet from bow to stern. No one testified against the plan. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.